Alright, so last night I was so mad at myself because I was so tired. Like, I was a week of, like, never getting more than, like, 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and I was just a mess, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna lie down. It's 8:30, way too early to go to bed, but, you know, it's not too early to have, like, a little cat nap. So I lay down, and the next thing I knew, it was, like, 6 in the morning, and so I was like, no, I missed a day, so I'm not counting it over. It's not over, man. So instead of doing one today, I'm going to do two today, which is a nightmare. But I'm already, okay, so I already did one. And so what I tried to find, there's not a ton of reviews out there because this movie did not sweep the nation, but there are enough reviews that there's like different angles I'm playing here. So one kind of, there's this one YouTube channel where they, one guy watches the movie without hearing it, and the guy hears the movie without watching it, and then they kind of, like, talk about it, which I thought was kind of fun when they talked about it, because, especially with this one, they're like, those were gargoyles? Those were demons? Like, the guy didn't realize what was going on. I mean, like, he knew they were, but he didn't understand what they looked like, and the guy who saw it, like, basically got the whole movie. The guy that was listening to it had no idea what was going on, which was pretty fun. So, I said, well, then I should just do that, since I have to watch it twice. And so I said, okay, I'm gonna watch it with no sound and listen to it without the visual. And to see, like, since I've seen it, I mean, I know, it's not like I'm going in blind, like, I won't know what's going on. I'll know what's going on, but it kind of just, like, gets me more focused on the visual of it, or the audio of it, without the distractions. So I've already listened to it, and you know what? It's not a bad movie if you just listen to it, actually. I think the visuals ruin it, because actually, I was kind of getting into it when I was just listening to it, because, I mean, it doesn't really help that everyone sounds the same, and everyone talks the same, and everyone kind of has the same accent. And I kind of knew who was talking, so I think if you've never seen the movie, it would be incomprehensible, but I think since I've seen it, I know who's talking, so basically I'm only, like, I know what's going on, I'm just not seeing it at the same time. And actually, I kind of like just listening to it. It wasn't half bad, because it's basically the fights go on forever, but the music's pretty decent, which I never really noticed the music. And then the fighting has enough fighty noises, and then it's like the cool music, like these beautiful strings. The music's pretty good, and then, like, everyone sounds good, and it makes the funny lines even better, because the Bill Nye, I mean, that line makes it even better. I mean, actually, it's not stupider when he does it now, because normally it's the, like, don't forget that line is infinitely more hilarious, because he's sitting in his stupid chair with his stupid window. He looks ridiculous, so he looks silly, and now it just sounds silly, so it actually kind of doesn't sound as bad. So I think I like the movie significantly more just listening to it. I think that's my new favorite. I don't know, just watching it, I think that's going to be a nightmare, because I think the visuals really screw it up, because the visuals don't look amazing, and the only redeeming part is all the funny line readings and not the visuals at all, so I don't know if that's going to go well. So I would say, so far, I actually really like listening to it. I might have to do that again, because I actually kind of dig it, just listening to it. The music's decent. Like, the music's pretty peppy, and then they got good actors, so they all sound really good. They look silly. I think that's the problem, is all these, like, Miranda Otto, poor thing, like, looks ridiculous. All the demons look silly. All the gargoyles look silly. And it made me feel more for all these people. So I guess my high is that the music's pretty good. I've noticed the music. It's, you know, it's nothing like next level nonsense kind of stuff. Like, it's not like amazing music, but it's very pretty. It's nice. And I never really got into the music. So this time I was like, okay, I like this stuff. And so that was good. And I think I just like the sound in general. The actors did a good job. It was good. I like just listening to it. Stuff I missed, my low, I guess with just listening to it, I'm sad about anything. I mean, I know there's stuff that I don't get to see now, I don't think that's a bad thing, though. I don't think I had a low this viewing. I think I overall liked it quite a bit. I think it was fine. The low was that I wasn't confused. I don't know, that's not a bad thing. That I wasn't, like, constantly trying to figure out which demon was talking. I just smushed them all into one demon, and it was fine. Like, I don't care which demon it is, because they don't look that much different. But if I'm hearing them, they don't sound different at all, so that's fine. So, I think this was a good viewing. So writing-wise, since I fell asleep at 8, I think I wrote, like, 100 words. I just need to, like, so this is my 4-day weekend started today. And so I'm getting lunch, and then I'm planning on just banging out something. I need to, like, get over this hump. I'm in a bit of a plateau right now. It's not even writer's block, because I am writing stuff. But, like, I think it's just, like, precipice to, like, the good stuff is about to happen. So I haven't gotten quite to that yet. Or something. I need to get through a little bit more, and then I'll get into it more. It's kind of like that middle part, which is always a little bit meh. So we're going to get into it. So I'm planning still to get to 30,000. I think I'm at like 23,500, something like that. So we're getting there. So it's the same update. I haven't written enough to give you a different take on the same thing. So it'll happen probably tonight, since I have no excuse. And then, yeah. That's what's gonna happen. So, I recommend listening to I, Frankenstein. I think I might just, like, rip the audio and just listen to it for fun. It's not bad audio. Like, I'm 35 minutes in this movie, and it was like nothing. Like, I had no interest in even turning it off. Like, normally I get any excuse to pause it, and this time I was like, you know, this isn't that bad. I kind of like it. Plus, it means that I don't need to, like, sit in front of it. I can, like, do stuff. I was able to get ready to the dulcet tones of Bill Nighy saying, "Bring me Frankenstein's monster," which is funny even if you can't see him say it, because he says it with such enthusiasm that he has this great, "Bring me Frankenstein's monster." It's the best. It's the best. I love it. If I could make that my ringtone, I would. Okay, so that's it for today. Let's see. 25. So I'm sorry I messed up, but I have to pay my penance in 2 times today. So it will happen. I'll be back on track. And yeah, so there we go. Okay, so that's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.